Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome back to another episode of the Powered by Transova podcast. Emily here, and I have a wonderful group of ladies with me today to talk about all things youth-inspired here at Transova Genetics. We've got a wide variety of efforts that our marketing team, well, actually the whole Transova team, works on throughout the year regarding our youth in the industry, and so we're going to dive deeper into a few of those topics today. With me today, we've got Reagan Bell, Morgan Jones, Grace Richards, and Matea Gordon. So let's hop into some introductions. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about who you are, your background, your role at Transova, and how you got to be here today. So Reagan, why don't you kick us off?
Awesome. Well, I am Reagan Bell now. So I grew up in Southeast Ohio on a small cow-calf operation, and that kind of inspired my career path at Ohio State into agriculture communications. So I was actually a Transova summer marketing intern in the summer of 2023. And so that turned into a full-time position, and I'm now a marketing specialist on Team Transova, and I'm so excited and happy to be here.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Morgan Jones. I am the events and communications coordinator here for Transova Genetics. And I think what led me to this spot was I grew up showing Hereford cattle. I'm from Central Illinois. And then here over the past couple of months, I like to say that my fiance and his family have converted me to the dark side. Now I hang out with them and go to shows with the Etherington's. So that's a good time. But other than that, I enjoy working for Transova, and I'm excited to be part of this team. And if it weren't for that internship experience similar to Reagan and my journey at the University of Illinois, I don't think I would be here today.
Hi, my name is Matea Gordon. I'm originally from Sturgis, South Dakota. I grew up very involved in the livestock industry, showing meat goats. I just graduated from South Dakota State University with a degree in business economics and marketing. And I'm honored to be one of the marketing interns this summer with Transova. I have always enjoyed being part of the livestock industry and agriculture, and as well as I've had a passion for marketing. And so being able to extend my skills and work with some very talented people this summer has been very enjoyable.
I'm Grace Richards. I will be a junior at Purdue this coming fall. I'm majoring in agriculture communications with a minor in animal sciences. I grew up showing pigs and cattle through 4-H around the country with my mom and my sister. And that kind of has always fueled my passion for not just the livestock industry, but wanting to get deeper into Transova and kind of be on the other side of what happens behind the scenes and what happens with IVF and all of the amazing things that Transova does. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for joining me today. Excited to dig into all of this. And it's fun. Morgan and Reagan are past interns that have done the same thing that Grace and Matea did this past summer. And I'm sure if you were at any of the junior nationals that you might have seen Matea and Grace, and they are also TikTok famous too. So I'm the honored one to be here with such fame. I told them I'm going to have to get their signature when I see them in a few weeks. So one of the things that we are launching this year or this summer is the Genetic Achievers Program. Reagan, can you go into a little bit about what that is and how this all came about to be?
Absolutely, Emily. So the Genetic Achievers Program is a show rewards program that we designed to really recognize and celebrate the hardworking youth who exhibit their Transova babies. So animals created using Transova's toolbox of reproductive technologies. And so we started the program because we really wanted to highlight the exhibitors driving the livestock industry forward with our technologies. It's a way to give them the extra credit that they deserve for really raising the bar in the show ring. And we love seeing our clients succeed in the, and outside of the ring. And so we wanted to start a program to highlight them as a way to say thank you for trusting us and allowing us to be part of their legacy and their success.
Awesome. And we've already had a few of those roll in, and it's fun to see those Transova babies out and about and hitting the ring and being successful.
Yeah. So with Genetic Achievers, so to go ahead and enter on our Transova Genetics website under the Youth tab, we have a page that talks all about the Genetic Achievers programs, and there's a submission form located on that page. And if you can't find it directly on our website, it is also linked through our social media posts on Facebook and Instagram. And then who can enter now? That's a great question. So we have some rules and some qualifications. And the first being that the exhibitor or parent must be a Transova Genetics client, or the exhibited animal must be a product of Transova Genetics reproductive technologies. So there's a couple different ways that you can qualify to be a part of this program and submit. Our exhibitor must qualify within one of the eligible classes, which I'll speak to those in just a second. This is a program that is meant to be supporting youth and empowering youth in their success inside and outside of the show barn and in the show ring. And so to reward that, we have a requirement that the exhibitor must be at least 21 years old or younger. And then the Genetic Achievers application form, in order to submit and be included in the end of the year drawing, you must submit by December 31st of the current show year. So anything, any big win that you have that has taken place from January 1 up until the end of this year qualifies you for an entry in this program. So now, what exactly would you be entering to win? Well, there's two different drawings. So you can submit wins on a local or regional level, or you can submit wins on a state, national, or breed champion type of level. And for our local, more regional champions, just for submitting your Transova Genetic Achievers submission, you will receive a shout out on Transova Genetics social media channels and a surprise swag package. So get excited about that. Now, when it comes to the actual drawing, you will be entered to win a premium swag bundle from Transova. So take that surprise swag bundle and crank it up a couple notches. And then you also be entered to win $500 off Transova services. And then for our bigger drawing, you will be entered in for a $200 certificate to the Transova client store. And then you will also receive $1,000 off Transova services. And now going back to those classes that get you involved and get you here, this is a program that is open to the four major species: cattle, sheep, swine, and goats. And we also have it open to dairy breeds as well. So don't forget about submitting those. But that's just a little bit about how to enter and what you can.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Morgan, for that overview. I think this is a super exciting program to launch this year. We've already seen a lot of success from clients just this summer alone and earlier at Oklahoma and Denver. So even more excited to see what happens this fall with those Transova babies. So be sure to check out our social media and our website for more information on the Genetic Achievers program. So let's move into another hot topic regarding youth, is our internship program. So Regan, maybe give us a little bit of an overview on internship applications. When do they open? When do they close? Excuse me, that kind of process there.
Absolutely. So our internship applications open in mid-September, and they are due November 1st. I would say, though, supervisors can start viewing those applications as soon as they come in. So the earlier, the better, because that's more time that they can have eyes on your resume and application.
Yes. And the internship is very competitive. So get your applications in sooner rather than later. And I think those close November 1st. Is that what you said, Regan?
Yes, November 1st.
Yes. And we try our very hardest to get those interns hired by Thanksgiving, but things don't always move the fastest, especially when we're trying to do our everyday jobs and interviews and everything else. So the goal is by Thanksgiving, but sometimes that doesn't happen. So thank you for that. So Grace, you and Matea are two of our marketing interns, and we'll get more into what that role is, but maybe tell our viewers the other internships that Transova offers.
Yeah, so aside from the marketing internship, there is professional services, there is the recipient herdsman, and then there is client services. So with the professional service, you're kind of shoot side, getting hands-on experience. Client service, you're helping, you're learning how our client service reps deal with clients, schedule shots, protocols, all that kind of good stuff. And then the recipient herdsman mainly works with the recip team and helps see to that the recips are good quality, you know, that all their limbs work properly and that they have a pretty good demeanor along with them.
Perfect. And then there's also our regional interns as well that Grace, do you know what all they do? I think it's kind of a catch-all. They do a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah. So the regional interns kind of get a little taste of everything. They get a little action with client service, get professional service, expertise and all that kind of stuff, get to go on trips, getting to just see to the whole Transova site, what everybody's role is mainly and how everybody can work together and how everybody's roles are interlinked and piggybacking off of everybody else just to try and get the job done and try and keep the client and everybody happy. So, yeah.
Yeah, good. And that's, I think, a unique experience. The majority of our interns are based in Iowa, but this year we've expanded that. There's one in Washington, California, Texas, Maryland, and Wisconsin, right? Did I miss anybody? No? Okay. Yeah. So that's, like Grace said, it's a catch-all, which is a unique experience that you can see Transova outside of Iowa, which we haven't always had, but we're eager to hear how their summer turned out. And I'm sure that's a position that will continue throughout or for the next few years. So Mateo, why don't you describe your role as a marketing intern, what you and Grace have been working on this summer?
Yeah, so Grace and I have had the opportunity to work on a variety of different marketing projects, from social media to creating the 2026 calendar that'll be sent to clients and people within Transova. And so we've gotten to have a wide set of experiences. Another large portion of our summer was spent traveling to different junior nationals across the country, where we just got to be able to connect with clients, both new and current clients, and just kind of help answer any questions about our services that we offer. And while we were doing that traveling, we also got to do different social media campaigns. So we were advertising our giveaway and creating TikToks where we interviewed people at the events. And we saw great success in that. And so it's just a fun opportunity if you're interested in traveling and events, as well as doing marketing for the company, just to help provide those services and learn from some of the best.
Awesome. And you both have done a fabulous job this summer. We're really pleased with the results that you guys have generated through social media, and excited to see how that all comes together through the fall with the conversations that you had in the Transova booth. So you all have put on a lot of miles this summer. Four junior nationals, been in Louisville twice, Wisconsin, and Tulsa was the other one, right? So those are not close by. But as you said, Matea, a lot of great experiences. What would you say has been your favorite part of this internship, or a favorite memory? Grace, do you want to go first on that one?
Yeah, absolutely. So my favorite part of the summer, honestly, has been attending the four junior nationals. Being able to be kind of not necessarily the front, like the front person, but walking by the booth. Matea and I are the faces that you see at the booth for Transova. So being able to connect with like she said, new clients or current clients, being able to connect them with somebody if they need assistance in setting up whatever they need, or if they just have questions. So being able to be that person to kind of relay that message back to our client service representatives. Another favorite part of mine was being able to do our TikToks and kind of just getting that interaction. This position is definitely big on networking, whether that's with clients or it's just with cattlemen throughout the barn. Just being able to see people at one or multiple of the junior nationals, if they go to Angus or Maine's, or if they go to Herefords, or depending on which junior national they go to, they could go to one or they could go to multiple. But being able to see some of those familiar faces that we've talked to and kind of made a connection with, that's probably been one of my favorite parts this summer.
Great. How about you, Matea?
I'm going to kind of piggyback off that. I think one of the most rewarding things as well has been doing our TikToks. We had great success, and I would encourage everyone to go check out the Transova TikTok page to kind of see. But that just allowed us to be able to interact not only at the booth, but also with people in the barns. And so getting to meet new people while creating fun content was very fun. I would also say, since Transova invests so much into their interns, they have opportunities for us to connect and work together at the office. So it's been fun to make those lifelong friendships with people while living in a house, hearing about what they do on their day to day. And so it's just been really cool to also be able to connect with those while back at the office.
Awesome. Reagan or Morgan, any fun memories from your internship that you'd want to share, or anything from this summer that you'd want to share? Because you both have worked with these ladies too.
So, I mean, I feel like I have to think back. 2023 was only two summers ago, but it feels like a whole lifetime ago because it was. But I mean, as an intern, I just loved being with the people at Transova because it's such a tight-knit company that everybody is so friendly all the time. And even though I was an intern who didn't have a lot of experience with Transova services before becoming an intern, no one ever made me feel like I was asking dumb questions. Everyone was always super receptive to whatever I wanted to learn and ask about. And I just learned so much that summer and grew so much as a person working in the livestock industry that it was lots of good memories.
To kind of tack on to Reagan, I could go down memory lane, but I'll save everyone from that. I actually was pretty fortunate in this summer. I got to go to Hereford and Angus and spend some time with both Grace and Matea. And during those, we had some fun. It was pretty entertaining to me that Grace and Matea came up with the idea to have a whiteboard with the question of the day. And it was really fun to get to know exhibitors through their answers and what they shared from that. We really got to see a glimpse of people thought and what they preferred, which was interesting. And then I really enjoyed at Angus and both at Herd. We gave out donuts on show morning, and that was something that was pretty fun. We got to visit with people and kind of give them at least 2 seconds to eat a donut and chill out before the high stress moment of going into the ring comes. And I thought something that was pretty enjoyable, and we look forward to maybe continuing things like that in the future.
Yeah, I would say donuts are always the right answer for making a stressful morning better. Yeah, great work from the whole team this summer. I got a scary text message from these two during Hereford that I never want to get any again, but I'm glad that it all worked out. Everybody was okay, but let's never do that again. My intern mom panic set in, but it all worked out. So we have a lot of students that actually listen to the podcast and are interested in the internship program here at Transova, not just in marketing, but the other aspects as well. This whole group has interacted with the interns, all of the different interns, and you all have probably talked about your biggest takeaway that you know, or something that surprised you coming into this. You know, or maybe you've talked about like, man, I wasn't even sure if I wanted to apply for this, or I didn't think I would get it. What would your advice be for people applying for an internship at Transova be?
So mine's a little bit more technical advice, and it's coming from the communications major in me, helping with internship interviews and then also scholarships, which we're going to talk about here soon. My best advice is that your resume is not the landing place for everything you've ever done in your life. You'll stand out so much more as an applicant with a clean one-page resume that just reflects your work that's most relevant to what you're applying for. It makes you stand out, and it makes it so much easier to see those awesome accomplishments, because so many people have amazing things that they've done that maybe get buried underneath just the other one-off things that they've done. And so really make yourself shine would be my advice.
Yeah, I second the resume suggestion. Keep it one page, two page max, and we don't need to know every single award you ever got in high school or your every class winner that you ever had either. While I love that stuff and I love hyping people up, it's hard to get through 100 resumes when they're 5 pages long. So I think that's great advice, Reagan. Morgan, did you want to add in your advice?
And I would definitely second what the other two have said. And to build off of that, I'm going to give some advice to maybe our freshmen and sophomores that are looking for Transova internships. I would definitely do your research, find out what Transova does, find out what they're looking for in those internships and what those responsibilities will be, and then go out into the world and find ways that you can add experiences to your resume that reflect what they are looking for in that job description. That's something that I think is pretty important for younger ones applying, and then also for our older ones applying that maybe already have some of those experiences and you're ready to go apply, go through those experiences. And like Emily said, find the ones that mean the most to you and find the ones that speak to the most to what this job will be. And not only is it important to have your resume concise and clear, but that's where whenever it's time to go into an interview or with a cover letter, that's where you need to share your story and talk about why those things were important to you and how they can benefit the company.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Grace or Matea, any advice you would give as most recent interns?
I would say that my biggest tip of advice is take a variety of classes and join a variety of different clubs when you are in college. I know for myself personally, if there was a class that interested me, maybe even if it wasn't something towards my major, I would take it just to kind of grow those skills in a variety of different areas so that when you do get to the time where you're applying for an internship, you have those skill sets. So then that would probably be my second point, is be yourself. Be transparent with your skills and what you've been involved in. And if you are not sure about something or how to do something, keep an open mind and be open with that you are willing to learn, because for myself personally, I think there's so much that you can learn, especially in an internship when you're learning from those that have been in the industry or been in this position for a longer period of time. So I would be involved, be yourself, and then be open to learning new things.
Yeah, I 100% agree with everything that everyone has said. I definitely think for myself personally, when I was looking at this internship, you know, I have obviously known Transova growing up showing cattle, but what really set it apart for myself was when I was a freshman in college, I obviously knew, hey, maybe that this isn't my time to apply for this internship, but I'm going to put myself out there, and I'm going to still go to career fairs, and I'm going to talk to the recruiters that are there, not necessarily to push myself and what I've done onto them, just being a familiar face, kind of getting my name in there, letting them know that I am interested in potentially working for or interning for Transova. I think that was something that definitely helped me, because when it came time for interviews, I felt like I was prepared in the way that I knew what Transova was. I knew what they did. I knew exactly what I wanted to execute for the company. And yeah, that's the advice that I have.
Great. Thank you all for that.
I was just going to add to off of what Matea said, because that was really good advice, to be transparent, because it's much better to go into an interview saying, I don't know how to do this, but I want you to teach me, than to tell somebody you know how to do something and then you show up day one and they want you to hit the ground running, ready to roll. And you have to say, like, by the way, I lied. I don't know how to do this. So being transparent is 100% so, so important.
Absolutely. I think that's huge. That's all great points. Matea and Grace, was there anything that surprised you about Transova that you weren't expecting when you first started?
I would say for myself personally, the biggest thing that surprised me was kind of just the company culture. Everyone has been very nice and very helpful. If you have a question, you can honestly ask anyone and they will give you an answer. And so it's really nice that they're very welcoming to their interns and they want them to get the most out of their experience. And so they check in on you and make sure that you are enjoying your time, or if you need help with anything, they're always there. So it's been very good. I think working for a company like that is very enjoyable because it makes your work even more fun to have others around you that like what they're doing as well.
Yeah, I agree with what she said. There's always something new to learn every day when you come into the office, whether you're in the office or whether you're outside on the farm. There's always something new to learn. And we always are encouraged to ask questions, or if we want to go on trips and learn more, we're always encouraged to do that and to not be afraid to speak up and say something whenever maybe we want to do something or go and learn something else. We're always encouraged to do that. So I think that's a great quality that Transova offers.
Yeah, both great points. I definitely, we want you all to get the most out of this. And also, I want to learn from you all because you are both very smart individuals. And I feel like I have learned more in this industry or in this sector of our industry just from working with you two this summer. And even here at Transova, in my 11 and a half years, I feel like I learn something new every day. So that's just the beauty of our industry right now. It's ever changing and evolving. So all great points to the internship program. Switching gears here a little bit, Transova does offer scholarships to students. Regan, would you want to go into kind of how many scholarships we offer, timeline, all of that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So traditionally, we offer 15 $1,000 scholarships. And this year, we tried something new where we switched up the categories they were before by species, but to make it a little more even across the board of the people receiving those scholarships, we transitioned to categories of high school seniors, undergrads, and then vet school students. And so we have given more than 15 scholarships in the past based on the quality of the applicants, which has happened a couple times because every year, without fail, the scores are always so close and so high because we truly have amazing kids in our industry and they're doing amazing things, and that really reflects on their scholarship applications. But I will add, if you've applied in the past and didn't get it, please apply again, because every year it is so close and it might have been by half a point that you didn't get a scholarship. And so let your next year of experiences really build your application so that you're pushed to the top that next year. And so scholarship applications open at the beginning of the year, usually the beginning to mid-January, and they close on March 15th. And then we judge all of those applications and we notify the winners in mid-May.
Yeah, and it's been fun to see some of those scholarship winners become interns, which Matea, I think, was a scholarship winner and became a intern, and vice versa. Interns that worked with us this summer and then got the vet scholarship. You know, it's fun to be able to support students in our industry and watch them grow and succeed in their passions. And now with this Genetic Achievers program, it's, you know, I think we're going a step even further of connecting with youth beyond our normal sponsorships and scholarships. We're getting Transova out there even more to the younger audience, which is great. Morgan, why is supporting youth so important to Transova?
Yeah, so I want to start off by saying the average age of the rancher in the U.S. is currently 58 years old. And like at Transova, we understand that the youth showing in that ring or standing alongside that ring will one day be the people that are making the breeding decisions and calling the shots in their own operations. So we believe in helping people ensure that their operations genetics are leaving a lasting impact in working for the producer. But we also help to make sure that we're helping the producer reach their goals with their genetics. We spend a lot of time and belief in investing in generations on the cow side. Why not the people?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that answer, Morgan. We're going to have to like take a soundbite of that because I think that was a great explanation for sure. And you know, Morgan mentioned the average age of the farmer rancher right now. At Transova, I think the last I heard were mainly millennials, the demographic of our team. And it is starting to generate move to younger demographic two of our team just because we are expanding so rapidly, which is a good problem to have. But many of us on the Transova team got to be where we are today because of the support that other companies have put into the youth programs in our industry, and that has been super helpful. So it's important for Transova to give back as we all have been involved in the industry in some point.
Yeah, Emily, I was actually just in a meeting where they shared a statistic that over 70% of our team in the lab is Gen Z. And so that's just insane thinking that that's like college grads from within probably the last 5 years makes up that big of our team in the lab. And so I think that just goes to show that Transova truly values young people. And as a young person, that's something to feel really, really good about.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know the number was that high for the lab. That's awesome to know. So we covered a lot of great information today about the Genetic Achiever scholarships and internships. Here to wrap up this interview, is there anything that we didn't talk about or any questions I didn't ask that you all wish we would have talked about or any final thoughts that you want to add for today?
One thing I would love to add is we've talked a few times about how many applicants we get for our scholarships and internships, but please do not let that drive you away. Apply, apply, apply. I applied for the Transova internship, having heard Transova, but not really knowing what they do. And now I'm an employee here and can't imagine my life any other way. So please do not undervalue yourself and think that you are not worth just putting an application in and seeing if that path is right for you.
Yeah, that's a great comment, Reagan. I mean, I applied for an internship and never got it. And now I'm a full-time employee. So, you know, on the flip side, you never know what's going to happen. And it is very competitive. But if you're passionate about this industry and you want to work with us, keep applying. The right opportunity will open itself when it's the right time. So great points. Anybody else want to add some final thoughts for today?
I do have one more thing to add. If you do end up getting an interview after applying for an internship, just really try and focus on being yourself. Don't try and focus on something that you think that your interviewers might want to hear. You really just need to be true to yourself, because if you do end up getting an internship position and you show up and, you know, you've acted one way on your interview and that's how your employers are going to perceive you. And then you could be a completely different way. So just trying to stay true to yourself and your qualifications and all of your skills, just really telling the truth and being honest and open with your recruiters. Obviously, you know, you may feel like you're a little behind in some aspects. If you are, that's okay. You know, there's always room for growth. This isn't an internship where you have to be great at everything. You know, there's always room for improvement and it's a learning experience every day. And depending on who your partner's with, I mean, Matea and I, obviously both of us have great strengths, but we also have weaknesses. And so kind of depending on who your partner is with, if you have a partner like Matea and I are, you know, you really can play into each other's strengths and weaknesses and really piggyback off of each other and make your summer successful for both of you.
Yeah, very great points. I love that. And I will say you two did something that I'm really proud of you for. Of you went into this knowing you're going to spend 4 weeks together nonstop, and you made the conscious effort of we're going to do this and we're going to you know, get along, and we're not, you know, we're going to make the most of this. And I really appreciate you guys' this positive attitude through all of that. And it shows great maturity. And I would say any situation that you go into is make the best of it, and really look at the bright side of things, especially in an internship when it's so short term, is soak it all up and really make the best out of every minute that you have when you're around that group that you're with or the company, and soak it all in and ask all the questions, because no situation is going to be 100% perfect. And so it's making the best out of what you're in, and getting what you can learn out of. And sometimes it's a good story for your next interview and opportunity, and going from there. So great points. Morgan, did you have something that you wanted to try adding?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that there's kind of a common theme across the board in some of these tidbits that we're giving you. But one of them that sticks out to me is show up. The best way to have the life that you want is to build it. And to build it, you have to keep showing up, whether that's showing up by applying for internships with Transova or scholarships or showing up in the show barn. The best way to get what you want is to keep showing up.
Gosh, Morgan's just coming with the sound bites today. I like it. And I'll echo that, what Morgan said of showing up, and it's showing up even after your internship or applying for positions or in scholarships. Because as Grace and Matea said, going to junior nationals, that the networking, and even networking in the office, you never know when you're going to come across people in your careers. Our industry is small enough that you never know who you'll run across in the future, and who might show up in the future and, you know, want you to work with them again. So just keep that in the back of your mind. So all great things. One of the scholarships that that I failed to ask about or to plug is the Embryos on Snow, which is Transova is a huge sponsor of. The LaPree scholarship is part of that, and that is a $10,000 grand prize. We give away $20,000 worth of scholarships to the top five. Is that right, Matea? You're giving me a look like that's wrong. Okay. So it's $20,000 total over the top five. The first prize gets $10,000. And the cool thing about that one is you don't have to be enrolled in college. You just have to be within the age range and have an entrepreneurial agricultural spirit and have good plans for that. So we've helped people starting photography businesses, people going into law, ag law, mental health, all of those things. So that's another one that we could use a lot more applicants for. Again, that is a competitive one, but we always could use more applicants for that one. And that usually comes out in October. So be on the lookout on social media for information about that scholarship as well. So with all of that, we've covered a lot of great topics today. We'll add some links into the podcast notes to all of this information that we've talked about. And if anybody has questions, you're always feel free to reach out to anybody on the Transova team, and they'll be happy to help you out going forward. So thank you all again for your time today. It's been great to chat and kind of go over the summer and all the great things that we're doing for the youth of our industry. And I think it's the future is bright for this team. Matea and Grace, thank you all for everything you did this summer. I appreciate the hard work that you've done, and thanks for joining us today. And so with that, we will catch you all next time on the Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.